The Glass Kingdom. Once upon a time, in a land filled with rolling hills and whispering winds, there was a kingdom known as Crystallia, celebrated for its shimmering beauty. Every structure, every tree, even the smallest pebble seemed to twinkle like a starlit sky. However, this beauty hid a sorrowful secret. Long ago, a curse had befallen the kingdom, turning its inhabitants into glass statues, as still and silent as the night. In the midst of this tragic enchantment, there lived a brave young prince named Luke, whose heart was as warm as the sun's embrace. Before the curse took hold, the royal advisors, fearing the worst, sent Prince Luke away to a distant land for his safety. Over time, tales of Crystallia's fate faded into legend, and Luke grew up believing his home had been destroyed. Despite this, a hopeful spark lingered in his heart, whispering to him the possibility that his family and his people might still be out there, waiting to be found and released from their crystalline prison. With only an ancient map and the stars to guide him, Luke set out on a grand adventure to find the Lost Kingdom. His journey was long and full of challenges. Could be heard as he traversed through mystical woods and provided a rhythm to his steady progress. One moonlit night is not filled the air. Luke stumbled upon the entrance to a hidden valley. There, rising like a mirage, was Crystallia, silent and beautiful, just as he remembered in his dreams. Amidst the glassy figures, Luke found the statue of a lovely princess he never knew, her face frozen in a hopeful gaze that seemed to reach out to him. Determined to break the curse, Luke recalled a tale of old, of a crystal rose hidden in the depths of the kingdom's enchanted garden. It was said that the rose held the power to undo any enchantment, but it could only be plucked by one with a pure and courageous heart. Prince Luke embarked on this final quest, facing whispers. That wove through the air. Finally, he found the blossom, glowing softly amidst thorns of glass. Drawing in a deep breath, he reached out and plucked the rose without a scratch. The moment he did, a warm light enveloped Crystallia. Resonated through the valley, and one by one, the glass figures began to shimmer and shake. Like ice melting under the morning sun, the curse lifted, and the glass people transformed back to flesh and blood, alive once more. The princess, now freed, gazed into Luke's eyes, and in her expression, he found more than gratitude. He found kinship. She was his sister, lost to him until this moment. Together, they rejoiced, for the heart of Crystallia beat once more. Prince Luke, with courage and love, had saved his kingdom and found his family, proving that even when hope seems lost, it takes just one brave soul to restore it again.